This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. Yes, we are 100% employee owned. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we are still hiring. If you want to join the crew.
And, of course, that means that when you call and ask us a question,
Yes. You're
talking to the owner.
You're always talking to your owner. That's a great point. So feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out here with your, you know, this is a public service of Tab Computer Systems. We've been doing this now for nearly 30 years to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. If we can, no matter where you are in the country, 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to do that for you. We're also broadcasting live over on the old Facebook page. If you follow us on at WTIC's Facebook page, and Zuckerberg deems us worthy. Now, the only way Zuckerberg will deem us worthy is if you like us or comment or show that you're acting on the broadcast. So feel free to do so. You can ask questions there, too, and we'll try to answer them. Of course, your fellow viewers will try to answer them too, which is kind of fun.
Why not?
I mean,
it's all part of the community, right?
Exactly. So we're here on this 4th of July weekend to help you out. And let's get to some news you can use when it comes to technology. What do you want to talk about first, Dennis?
Well, I wanted to talk about a new form of phishing email that's now going out.
Oh, they got a new lure, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Is it with the weedless hooks now? The plastic worms and the weedless hooks fishing for us? What do you got?
I wish. This is by Dan Gooden, a very, very good, very veteran tech reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's reporting on this torrent, as he called it, of image-based phishing emails that are going out.
Yeah.
And because these are... these emails include a QR code.
Right.
Which is one of those big, funky, square-shaped codes with weird shapes in the middle.
Right.
You hold up your phone, you have the camera app read it, and it takes you to a link or maybe tells you something, whatever it does, okay?
Right.
Well, they're putting these into these emails, and the email has instructions to do exactly what I said. Read this email, read this QR code on your phone and do what it tells you because your account is going to be closed or we've suspended your Amazon Prime, whatever it is that they're trying to get you
for. Whatever the weedless hook is.
Yeah. At any rate, the kick of this is that it tends to avoid a lot of spam detection because the actual malicious content is a graphic image and most spam algorithms don't actually analyze the content of the graphics.
Right, because it could be a logo in there.
Right, and it could be a lot of different things, and they don't really pay attention.
Right.
to the actual insides of the graphic. Mm-hmm. So these are coming through, even for very good, you know, spam filtering, these are coming through to people.
Yeah.
And apparently they're doing what they're told and they shouldn't. And one of the problems that he goes over is email clients. How are you looking at your email?
Yeah, right.
All right. Mm-hmm. A lot of email clients will not display graphic images by default. Mm-hmm. So you'll get the email, mm-hmm. and you'll see all of the text that's inside of it.
All the red X's that are all the graphics.
And right. And there'll be some kind of a little vague box that tells you there's a graphic here, but you're not going to see it.
Right.
So you don't get the QR code.
You have to click.
You would have to actually do something to see it,
right.
Which presents a barrier, and it would be more secure if it did that. Now, a lot of email clients don't necessarily do that. Mm-hmm. He was talking about getting one of these emails in a Gmail account.
Yep.
Viewed on the web.
Yep.
And it just shows you the graphic.
Well, of course.
It just goes right up. It's right there. Bang, and now you've got your invitation to wipe out your bank account or whatever it is.
Yep, and you're happily doing it. And I've been at, you know, plenty of geek confabs. You know, we go to these conferences and we learn about all the technology and cybersecurity that's out there. And of course, we're all a bunch of IT people from all over the country joining. We're sitting in this class about cybersecurity, and the guy's sitting there and he's got a nice QR code up on, and half of the folks dutifully whip out their phones and take the QR code picture. And as he goes through his presentation, he goes, you know, I could have hacked your phone with that link.
Yeah.
And raise your hand if you were one of the ding-dongs who went and did this. These are IT people.
These are pros who know better.
Correct. They just sit there. I mean, you can't make it up. And so you got to be very leery of QR codes. A lot of the fraud happens, too, like for like pay stations, for paying for parking or what have you. The bad guys simply overlay the actual
They put their own QR code over the one that's already there.
Right.
And nobody is any the wiser because they can't really tell the difference by looking at it.
Happily take your credit card, right, and your payment. And parking then gives you a bill for not paying for parking.
And as a matter of fact, that's why a lot of cities have done away with the QR codes.
Yeah.
And they're actually telling people,
you
know, don't use a QR code. Some of them even have labels on the meters or the meter machines that say, we no longer use QR codes.
Right.
So a bad guy can't just walk up and stick one there. And
it's amazing.
What a mess.
It is
what
a mess. Speaking of messes, Go NetSpeed, our friends out here who are giving us an alternative to high-speed fiber.
Hooray.
Fiber are arguing up in Massachusetts to see if they can get a bill through the legislators over there in Massachusetts to make getting access to our poles and our holes much more easily.
Ooh.
Basically, you got conduit, PVC pipe, and you got 40-foot poles in the air. And for some reason, these politicians and, you know, pura-type regulators want to make it impossible for third parties in the year 2023. I mean, this stuff goes back to when the telegraph was put on these poles by, you know, whatever it was back, AT&T, right? American Telephone and Telegraph, right? They were having the legislature say, make sure nobody puts anything else on here. It's just our access to our poles is denied. This has got to stop. And there's a law going through there known as One Touch Make Ready. Mm-hmm. And it'll enable providers to better access utility poles and other infrastructure, which would be conduit. These are just the PVC pipes in the ground. Mm-hmm. So they can run nice high-speed fiber and actually compete with the incumbents who have been giving us garbage for 20 years. Garbage performance, high costs. And these legislators are like, hey, it's great. We get all sorts of money from these guys. Let's continue to keep that in place.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is the 4th of July. We fought, fought our independence for, you know, over tea being taxed. It's the same thing. Why can't we get representatives that represent us rather than, you know, the incumbent broadband carriers?
Agreed.
So
maybe we should have a new tea party where we scream, free the poles.
Free the poles.
Free the poles.
Through the poles, free the holes. We'll put a link up here for this story, and you can take a look at it. And, you know, GoNetSpeed, they're an alternative, right? So when you see that truck in there, they're actually bringing you competition,
right,
which is going to lower your costs. Imagine if there was only one grocery store or one power company. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, we need competition, guys. And it's the year 2023, and we talk about internet as being, you know, essential. It's an essential service.
It is.
And you're protecting the cable companies, and you know, legacy copper is what you're actually protecting, and you're not helping us. So let them access to our polls, and let's go. So what else you got there, Dennis?
I have an interesting development in the world of AI.
Yes. And yes. Interesting.
This is really wild and really engaging.
All right. We love that.
Okay. What these researchers are doing is they take graphic images of portraits.
All right.
Okay. People sitting, having their portrait taken.
Yes.
All right. The AI analyzes their eyes, specifically whatever reflection appears in the picture in their eyes.
All right.
And it analyzes that reflection, and then it figures out what the room looks like
that the person is in
and what are they looking at.
Wow.
When the portrait's being taken. And
so you get a picture of the guy taking the picture.
Well, you don't get a picture of the guy. You get a picture of the room that they're in.
And the guy taking the picture.
True. You're right. The artist could be in the picture.
Right.
Yes. But it's really why you're getting basically what the portrait person is seeing.
Gotcha.
I don't know. This blew me away I realized that somebody was doing this.
Imagine the resolution that we're at now.
It requires pretty high resolution.
And you're looking right at the eyeball there. That is cool.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
It's not going to create a hallucination. Is it some sort of hallucination? The AI hallucination is not going to make up the room?
I don't even know about that, but...
You know? Who knows?
What it does produce is kind of a fuzzy image.
Yeah.
So it sounds to me like it is not actively trying to reconstruct the room. It's actually recreating whatever it is that reflection...
Yeah,
things giving it.
Yeah, gotcha.
And it doesn't seem to go any further than that.
Hmm.
So,
cool.
I mean, the next step would be to take that fuzzy image and then render it into a photographic image of a room. But
right,
and that's where I think you would have the hallucination introduced.
Crazy.
Hmm?
Progress. In other news in progress, gotta love this one. Google to yank all links to Canadian news outlets. Hey, there you go, guys. Citing in the new media law. So, of course, the ding-a-lings up in Canada are saying, we want to make sure our news outlets get paid for links that happen to be on Google. Same thing that they're trying to force Facebook and other folks to do. And it's like, I don't know what you guys were thinking up there in Canada, because now you're just going to have less news and less access to your news articles. Nobody's going to even know. You know, if you write a news article and nobody links to it, did you write one? Did anybody see it?
Kind of a big problem.
Yeah, and this is going to happen in Canada. We'll put the link up here. There's some new online news act that is going to require Google and Meta to compensate Canadian news sites for content that appear on their platforms. So this is the snag, guys, right? So, you know, do without Google, no one will even know you wrote the article.
Right.
Because you're not getting any traffic to your site because you exist as a news outlet. You're only getting traffic there because people are linking those articles, and then it gets spread. So I would think you haven't calculated this correctly. And, you know, a lot of legislators really don't understand how business works.
Honestly, the media companies don't understand how the business works.
Correct.
Because they don't realize they're shooting themselves in the foot. They just don't.
Last year alone, Google linked to Canadian news publishers more than 3.6 billion times, helping them make money with ads and new subscriptions.
Bingo.
The free traffic drove an estimated $250 million worth of Canadian, which is that funny money, worth of that. $250 million Canadian. To these sites. Now, if you're not getting any traffic, companies like us are trying to figure out how to get traffic to our sites.
Right.
You have people voluntarily sending people to your sites, and you say, nope, we don't want it.
No, we don't want that. Stop.
So good luck to you. This is really stupid, but if your model is failing, right, if display advertising, we tried display advertising as an IT company 30 years ago in you know, the big papers here in Connecticut. And we asked them, can you give us one call with display advertising in your paper over a year of advertising? And they couldn't produce one call.
What?
Yeah, we had a whole conference with this big newspaper, and we're like, clearly what you're doing doesn't work. Now you're sending people to your site. Is Google sending them there? And of course, what are you showing? Display advertising.
Right.
To people who have decided to put their money there.
And that's income for the newspaper or whatever the outlet is.
They're going to give up 3.6 billion links. That'll go well. Good luck. Yeah, it's nuts. So we're going to have to add all of Canada to our, you know, list of countries and folks who don't understand how the internet works. So we're gonna be here until 11 o'clock. We are live. Three lines open for you. 860-522-WTIC is the number. We'll do our best to help you out. Everything we'll talk about this morning so far will be posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And it'll go over at our LinkedIn, our over at Facebook. And if Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy and you're not in Australia, Canada, California, thanks to Buffy, it may get into your newsfeed. We'll be right back.
Pal back home from overseas to the USA. New York, Los Angeles, oh, how I yearn for you. Detroit, Chicago, Chattanooga, bad time.
Little American-themed music there for you on the bumps, so feel free to get online. Carolyn is doing her best, as always, to give us some context to the day. And taking your calls, too, so be sure to say hi when you give us a ring here, 860-522-9842. Let's go to your calls. Steve is on the line the longest. What's cooking,
yes,
Steve?
I am.
What's going on, sir?
My computer has maxed out its memory and so much that I can't get at it to delete something to get it back to normal. So I'm
you're completely out of space?
That's what it says.
Oh, boy.
Easiest thing I can think of.
It says 99 plus or something like that, but now it's so frozen up that I can't even look at that. Mm.
All right. My suggestion, if you have access to another computer, take the hard drive out of this one.
Okay.
Put it into a drive enclosure that will connect it up to a USB cable, plug it into the other computer, fire it up, and delete some files off of that drive.
Yeah.
Then put the drive back in the original computer and then work from there. But at least take some things manually off. Offline, you're essentially doing offline file removal. That's really what it's called. And that'll free.
Files, not programs?
Files.
Yeah.
What I would be doing is looking in things like ctemp directory, see if there's anything in there. Just wipe it out. You don't need it. Look in your user profile temp directory, that'll be C users, and then your username, and then app data local temp is the file path. We can try to find an article that goes over that.
Yeah.
But at any rate, you're going to look in that. Just blow everything out of there. You don't need it. Also, another place to look is in your own downloads folder.
Yeah.
A lot of those downloads that you've collected up over the last couple of years, you don't necessarily need. If you need them again, you can go back to wherever you got them
and get them again.
And in a lot of cases, that's what you're going to want to do because you're going to get the latest version of whatever it is.
Right.
Anyway, so you don't need to keep those either.
We'll put a link up to what you can do to clean up your hard drive, like the recommended areas. But this is not for everybody. This is just for Steve.
It's for an emergency situation like this.
Don't be a computer neatnik just for the sake of it, because most folks have enough storage that you don't have to go and do that. And we don't want you to delete stuff that you might cause another problem. But you can look at it. If you really want to start cleaning up things, you can, but it won't necessarily change your performance. If this is to everybody else but Steve, it won't change your performance. It'll just be that you've cleaned up some files. In Steve's case, you're maxed out. So hopefully this works for you, Steve. Do you understand what we're saying to do?
Yes, I do.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
You got it. How long were you warned before it happened?
Well, I wasn't warned because I didn't look at it. Normally,
there's a warning. There's a space warning you should be getting.
Oh, I never got any of that. It was just...
So you could have...
You know those magic words all of a sudden?
I do, man. If I had a nickel...
Oh, yeah. We hear that every day.
I talking about that.
Yeah. Actually, I used to say if I had a nickel, but nowadays here in Connecticut, I need a quarter. I'd be driving a different car.
Yes.
So, yeah, all of a sudden. It's not supposed to be the way it works, but sometimes it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for
your help.
You got it. Good luck, sir.
Yep. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All of a sudden, man, that's all we hear IT people. All of a sudden. Really? All of a sudden? It didn't warn you like 15 times that you're running out of space? All right. In this case, it didn't. In his case. So we're going to be here till 11. We are live here at Computer Talk with Tab. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Paul and Dave, hang on. And we're going to post everything over at Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to link it over at Tab Computer Systems. If you like us on Facebook, it'll get into your newsfeed if Zuckerberg deems it worthy. Of course, if you follow us on Twitter, it will get into your newsfeed over at Tab Computer Sys. We send the same links over there, so you don't have to remember these links, and they'll get them to you automatically, and you're not searching the Googleplex and finding out you're in the wrong dark corner of the internet. We don't want that.
Yeah.
So feel free to stick around, David and Paul, and we'll be right back. Beatles. Talking about taxes. You know, that's why we fought the Revolutionary War, just to remind you. And here we are, year 2023, and it's all going to taxes. But we're here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns, and a lot of discussion happening on the Facebook. Well, one comment. Yeah. On our Facebook page, feel free to comment if you'd like or ask questions. We'll do our best to answer you there as well. But we're going to get right back to your calls, comments, and concerns here. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go to Paul next in Windsor. What's going on, Paul?
Well, my bank account was hacked.
Oh no.
I noticed there were a couple of PayPal account verification things on the account, and the next day they withdrew $100, and the next day $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
And at that point, I saw it and were able to close down the account. So we went to the bank and took care of the business, and they said, well, your computer must have been hacked. Well, I've got all kinds of security stuff on here, and I came home and ran malware bytes, and it came up clean.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm still curious as to how
yep.
this happened. I do banking, online banking with a separate bank, and that shows no funny activity at all.
Right. And this is through PayPal, you said, right?
This is through PayPal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
that's what I got hacked.
Right.
PayPal did, not your bank account.
Right. So your PayPal password most likely was found out. Now, how'd they do that, right? Well, you might have received a fake phishing email from PayPal saying, hey, Paul, you're going to lose access to your PayPal if you don't reconfirm.
I know to delete those.
Okay.
I have not clicked on any of those.
Yep.
The other way that it could have happened
mm-hmm.
is if there's a breach of information about you somewhere. And it might not even be directly PayPal that was breached.
Right.
All right? It can be anything.
A third party.
Just some place that you go to and you log in with your email address
and password.
And a password. And that password may be similar to your PayPal password.
Right.
It might even be exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, they can take that breach information. They can say, oh, yeah, well, I got this guy's email address. I'm going to go see if he's got a PayPal account.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they give it a few tries to get in, and they did
right.
in this case.
So you may want to make sure two-factor is turned on your PayPal account.
Oh, definitely.
Because if they didn't...
Yeah, I opened PayPal 100 years ago.
Right.
And have not used it in 99 years.
Exactly.
All right, can I fess up here, and I think I admitted this on the radio when it happened.
Yeah.
I was in a similar boat. I had a PayPal account that I set up a long time ago, never really did much with it, and then all of a sudden, stuff's coming out of my bank account, just like happened to you. Same deal. Somebody must have gotten
your email
that
address.
My email address and that password from another breach somewhere.
Right.
And they figured it out. And what I did is I put in a very long password. This thing is 32 characters long.
Yeah.
All right. So
I also set up two-factor.
Yep.
So here's the second part of that then. If they came in through PayPal, PayPal is not linked to this bank.
Well, it has to be.
Yeah.
Nope.
Hmm.
It's not.
Well, then that would be a breach on the bank side because the bank is releasing your funds to a third party.
Right.
Unless, okay, here's the other thing, Paul, which is even creepier. What they did was they created a PayPal account, but they figured out your bank account. Now, this is even a little more concerning, right? So they would have to figure out your bank account number.
Right.
And then take the PayPal account that they did access that was yours and link your own bank account to it. That is pretty crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
But it is something that not that far-fetched these days because these bad guys, these bad actors, as we'll call them, literally have their own 401ks and cafeterias.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally in the third world or they're state-sponsored, and they're simply just sitting there doing what they want to do and doing this to us. So for them to then figure out, okay, I'm going to find Paul's bank. Now, how do you think they would know your bank? Well, they know your bank because they're in your email. There's only one way because the bank, of course, sends you statements to your email. Hey, Paul, here's your statements, or here's your if you do a transfer, they then go ahead and send a note. Hey, you did a transfer to your email. Well, somebody's watching your email. So where's your email? Do you know who is your email host, email provider?
Gmail.
Okay. Now, Gmail is another problem, right? So yep. This is probably something you set up a long time ago, right? And most likely, they figured out your password and you didn't have two-factor turned on. And they've been sitting, the bad actors, have been reading your email and been kind of figuring out Paul for a while. And
see where you bank.
And then they figured out, oh, I got access to Paul's PayPal. Now I'm going to link his bank. And then they, I mean, it sounds like that's what they did. I mean, I'm just guessing, shooting from the hip here as far as what I think they did. But our email is really, and I think I've said this a bazillion times, we need to change how we think of email these days. Free email systems or email systems that are not encrypted, that are not more secured, really we have to stop using them. So Hotmail, Gmail, these types of things that are quote unquote free, if you've not configured them properly, this type of stuff can happen to you.
Yeah. And now, I don't have my bank statement sent through email to me.
Well, somebody saw that somewhere.
So somebody found a bank account. Now, we did have an incident back a month ago where there was a withdrawal of $3,400 that went to NGP Group as a web payment. And the bank said that was actually a Realty Group. Mm. And we figured maybe some little old lady was paying for her retirement home and typed the wrong bank account numbers in.
Mm.
So that may or may not have tied into this.
People can't just randomly type in bank account numbers and have transactions occur.
No,
like
because
that.
They have check digits.
Yeah.
And other kinds of protections.
Right, yeah. I get, but it is possible that she could have flipped digits or something and still had it go through the system. The bank at that point thought that was not fraud, that was just an inadvertent entry, and they refunded the money.
Inadvertent
but with
entry.
This PayPal now, this definitely is fraud.
Right. So there's something going on here that's more serious, you know, that you should definitely work with your bank on. Now, I can say this too, it could be an insider at the bank.
Yeah.
You know, these issues happen across the board. You've got plenty of bad actors that are local.
And also, this doesn't necessarily count just as a hack. It counts as identity theft.
Right.
You have to think of that because that's the scope of the problem here.
I would report it to your police.
Definitely.
So that they're aware of it because something is a little more sophisticated going on here. Setting up a PayPal account to a bank account that you've never configured before, if that's the truth, and I technically sort of believe you, but we've been dealing with users our entire lives. Some of you guys think you did things you don't. Not lie.
No.
You
no,
did,
that's not
lie.
What we mean at all. No.
You don't remember clearly how it all connects.
I'm an old-time programmer. All programmers lie.
Okay. Fair. We now understand each other. We understand each other. So you want to, if you truly never set up that your bank account to this PayPal, that is highly unusual. That
I did
actually
link it to my credit card, but not to my bank account.
Yeah, I would agree. Credit card is a smarter way to
right.
do it. So the fact that it got linked to your bank account is unusual and very suspicious, and you should report to the police. Now, I'm not sure if they have the skills really to do anything. There is a great crime fighting force here in Connecticut. They have the FBI folks have their own cyber division that you may want to get them involved with. But there's something really peculiar going on here, Paul.
Yeah. Now, the bank did admit that they've been dealing with a lot of this.
Yeah.
And I well imagine their fraud department is overwhelmed and don't have the tools or skills available to deal with it properly.
That is probably the case, yes. That is probably the case. And we're all going to be dealing with it. They have to do a better job of protecting our money. Their FDIC insurance is going to go up through the roof because they keep having to refund everybody. We'll see what they do. But I think you should investigate further. I wish I could give you more. We're not cyber forensic folks when it comes to banking. And we're just kind of taking a shot at how this could have happened.
Yep.
There's many ways it could have happened. But somebody's
better than the banker guessing.
Well, yeah, I agree. I don't trust bankers at all, considering since 1980, I haven't trusted bankers at all. But you definitely have to do some work here. And again, change how you think about your email. Gmail, free stuff like that. If you want to keep using it, fine. Set up two-factor authentication. Change that password. Make sure you're secure.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll help you going forward because everything's connected to our email.
Yeah, I did go on my other bank, and I'm looking for the two-factor authentication, and that I cannot find. I was able to set it up on another account already.
Mm, good.
Well, we can post a link to what's called the two-factor authentication directory.
Mm.
It's a website, single website. You type in the name of your bank.
And it'll tell you.
And then it will take you to, it'll either show you instructions on how to set it up, or it'll take you to a link that tells you how to do it.
Wonderful.
Depending on what it is. And it will tell you whether it does SMS or whatever.
All right, Paul.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Well,
by the way, I'm a longtime listener to your show. I really enjoy it.
Well, thank you, sir.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break.
Then everybody be serving.
And we are back. Let's get right to your calls. And we're going to go to David in Harwinton. Harwinton. No G in Harwinton. Hello, David.
Right.
How are you, sir?
Hi.
Hi.
I called a couple weeks ago. I had a HP Pavilion 360 laptop.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And I lost the audio.
Yeah.
And I was able to get to HP.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me 3 calls, a number of dropped calls, and then talking to people where English is their second language and you can't understand them.
Yeah.
So finally I got to somebody and he says, "Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we've heard of this before." He said, "You're a computer. We don't think it's a mechanical thing in the computer. We think it's somebody hacked into it or is compromising the use of it."
What? That's what HP said?
No,
yeah, that's
not
what
true.
They said.
That's not true.
I'm just going to tell you flat out it's not true.
Okay, so he said, for $51.99, I can talk to tech service and they'll...
Wow.
Through the internet.
Right.
Get my audio back. That's what they told me.
So they tried to first, and they tried to scare you into selling you internet IT service. That's awful.
Now, not only are they selling me the $59.99, but they want me to get on a monthly plan of $16.99 forever.
A month?
A month.
Oh, Dennis, we're in the wrong business. What are we doing?
I know. Yeah. I could make a fortune.
We need to get Carolyn to collect credit cards after these calls.
Or I could send it in to them.
Yeah.
And for $700, they'll send it back to me working.
Wow. Man, oh, man. Something's
Isn't
wrong.
That something?
That is crazy.
No. They wouldn't, as a common courtesy, if they can do this through the internet.
Right.
As a common courtesy, if they could get the audio back, that would be nice if they did that because, mm-hmm. you know, it was probably a $700 or $800 computer when I bought it.
Exactly.
Or when my son bought it for me.
Yeah.
And, and another thing is, I said, well, this $51.99, I'll send you a check. And you keep the check, make sure it clears, and then we'll give this $51.99 a try.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
Right.
We have to have your credit card number.
Yeah. It would be easy to do with a credit card. So, I mean, here's the thing, right? I just paid $1,000 for work on my wife's minivan, right? I mean, things do cost. These IT guys should get paid. Now, the approach they took to try to scare you into getting paid is disgusting, right? It doesn't sit well with me at all.
Right.
And a lot of these folks are using desperate tactics, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
But being paid for service is fair. I mean, if they could fix your computer for $50, that's not that bad, frankly. And if you brought that thing to a local computer, you know, the computer hut down here, wherever you are, they're going to charge you probably $50 or $60 to diagnose it and not even necessarily fix it.
Right.
Okay.
So, but the other stuff they talked about was a little crazy.
Here's how I need you.
Yeah.
I'm a simple person.
Yep.
First thing is, I'm fortunate to be close to three libraries, and I'm going to say, the heck with it. I use the library's computers, the public use computers, right?
Sure.
As an option. Or, and this is where I really need your help,
yeah,
I'm going to go to any one of the big box stores, or I'll go to everyone and find the cheapest laptop that I can get.
Yeah.
Knowing that, it might be compromised or fail.
Right.
And then I'm not out $700.
Right.
I'm only out hopefully a minimum amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your thoughts about that?
Well, my thought would be to first, how old is this laptop we're talking about, David?
It was purchased in 2020.
Oh.
So minimum use.
Yeah, it's only a couple of years old, so it's worth repairing.
Yes.
I would tell you to consider a Staples locally to you and see if they've got a desk there and see what they would charge to get your sound back. It's a driver issue. We're both fairly certain it's a driver issue.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, if it were me, what I would do is open up Device Manager on the computer, and I would uninstall all of the audio controllers that are in there.
Yep.
You might see several. Just uninstall them in Device Manager. Right-click on it, and then click uninstall.
Anything related to audio.
Right. Then you reboot the computer and wait.
Right.
Give it a good 10 minutes to just sit there before you even log in.
Mm.
It'll find all the stuff that's in there. It'll reconstitute all the drivers and the info files that it needs.
Right.
And then it should work.
It
might work.
If it's not a physical issue, it might work. Yeah. The other thought is to just get external USB speakers for $50. You can get them for even less than that, probably.
I put in the headphones. So I could plug in headphones.
And they work?
No.
Oh. Goes back to the audio drivers.
It's the audio
the controller.
But the USB speakers, a lot of them have their own audio controller in them.
Yeah.
And it will do the work of handling the audio for the computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So buying a whole new computer is not the way I would have you go. I would have you go and have somebody look at it and or buy external speakers, or first do what Dennis just described and remove all the audio drivers and let it find itself. Is there a 15-year-old kid in the neighborhood to help you? That'd be a good idea, too.
Well, I do, because I'm pretty much, I only use this computer to listen to YouTube music, so I'm very limited as to what I'm capable of doing.
All right.
And these directions that you gave me, I totally appreciate them. They kind of went over my head.
Okay.
We'll
see if there's an article that goes over it.
Yeah, we'll try to put something out that you can read and follow. Yeah. But
you'll be able to.
Now, you said you're older, right? So you can always go to your senior center. And a lot of times there's folks that come out and help the senior centers with technology stuff like this.
Plus the libraries, the girls that work in the libraries are very helpful.
Yeah, you could always bring your laptop in and say, hey, what do you think?
I did. It was been over their head. They said, both of them said it's over their head.
Gotcha.
They tried.
Yep.
The computer actually knows that the sound's gone. It tells me on the screen that you're having trouble with the sound.
We agree.
And it gives me... It says, come on, follow these directions to try and get it back.
Yeah.
It actually tries to help me, but that didn't work.
Nope.
You know, that didn't work. And plus the librarians that kind of did the same thing, much more intelligent than I am.
Yeah.
They said, no, we're stumped. You know, we're stumped.
Bring it to the Staples desk, see if they have a help for you.
Okay.
All right, David?
And so you like the idea of getting a cheap laptop. You
not really.
Like
you have a pretty good laptop there. It just needs to have the drivers replaced. I'd rather you spend the money in just getting that laptop working again than to buy yet another laptop.
Now, when you say drivers replaced, you mean something mechanical in it replaced?
No, it's the software that Dennis explained.
Software.
It's a software. I'm writing all this down.
We think the software drivers are corrupt. Something, one of the drivers are corrupted.
Okay.
And that's why your sound's not working anymore. That's what we think.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you guys are very helpful. I appreciate it.
All right, David, good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, he's got something to try. Let's go to Jeff in South Carolina. What's going on, Jeff?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning,
Jeff.
Hello. How you doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
I can't complain. Trying to stay cool.
Yeah, I'm sure it's tough down there.
Yeah. The reason I'm calling this morning is I got an email. My photo stream will be shut down on July 26th. Are you familiar with that message going out?
Is it a Google product?
It says Apple.
It says Apple?
Yeah, it's got an Apple emblem.
Okay, well, I did see something about Apple getting rid of some storage. Same thing with Google. We're coming up against the top of the hour. Can I put you on hold? We'll take a look.
All right.
All right, Jeff, hang on. Jeff will hang on there in South Carolina as he tries to stay cool. We're going to stay here for you guys, too, here till 11 o'clock. 860-522-9842 is the number. Feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out. We'll be right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.